Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Jessica from Michigan, and I'm calling to tell you about my story about the haunted minivan. I know it sounds kind of ridiculous, but so a long time ago, my first car I ever had was a hand-me-down Ford minivan. It was green. I think it was a 1998, and for a really long time, probably several years, it ran fine. And probably 4 or 5 years into having that car, weird things started to happen. So kind of a little off trail of the story here. I know I've heard Jenny talk a lot about sliders, and I definitely think I am one. I always say I break electronics. I've had it my whole life. You know, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but sometimes I think about this minivan that I had started to malfunction. So at first I'm thinking the slider thing. I'm thinking, oh, it's just me. I don't know, for some reason, maybe I'm messing with the electronics. But around that time it started to malfunction, I was dating a guy that had a lot of negativity around him. I don't know exactly what, but it was a very abusive relationship and just really not healthy, probably for either of us. And one day he was actually driving the car, the minivan, and all of the little needles, you know, where the horsepower is, the miles per gallon, the speed, just start going crazy. They were literally just like, I don't even know how to explain it. They were ticking, and it was just like, they were going nuts, just up and down, up and down. And then, there would be weird things like the car would accelerate really fast and then stop on its own. So I did the right thing. I took it to the mechanic and I told them what was going on, and I got a tune-up. I took really good care of this minivan. They said they couldn't find anything wrong with it. And I was like, okay. So I took it to another mechanic and I said, this is what's happening. It's kind of freaking me out. What's going on? And they said everything was fine. So I don't know what it was. And there was another time that I was driving and my friend was just kind of joking around, kind of venting about something, and we were laughing, and she was just like, ugh, and she hit the dashboard, and my car went from about, we were going about 50, and it tried to go up to 100, and I couldn't stop it. It was terrifying. And every so often, I would get the ticking. Sometimes it would just randomly shut off. I really don't know why that would happen. Like I said, I got it checked out by a ton of mechanics and everything. I don't know if it was maybe, so this minivan used to be my grandfather's, and he was very protective of his family. There's a lot of stories about that, which I will definitely call in and tell you about. But sometimes I wonder if maybe it had something to do with my grandpa not liking the boyfriend that I had at the time. I don't know, but I always called it the haunted minivan because I'm an empath, and I'm also a medium. And when I think about it, I just really feel like it was something paranormal. So anyway, that's my story about my haunted van. And I hope you liked it. I hope to hear it. And I would love to hear if anybody else has had an experience like this. Just so you know, I'm a proud EPP, and I have been for a long time. Your show is my absolute favorite thing in the world. So thank you for everything and listening to my story.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.